When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are going to talk about being the main character and embodying main character energy and having high standards and having integrity to maintain your standards and all of these amazing things. But to kick it off first, I really want to talk about that main character energy and what it really means, because I know so many people think that they're like, oh, I'm too shy, or I have anxiety, I don't have confidence, I'm insecure, I'm not really the main character. But at the end of the day, every single living, breathing human being is the main character of their life. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in the rest of the episode. But, you know, having main character energy has nothing to do with being the loudest in the room or the most confident. Yes, you need confidence, but there's different levels to it. And there's other ways to really like embrace having confidence. And I think, you know, that Pinterest quote that everyone loves and reposts on Instagram, and it's like, visualize your highest self and then start showing up as her. I've always hated that quote because I feel like everyone who reposts it isn't true to that. They still act like their same basic self, doing the same bare minimum shit that they always did. They don't change anything. They don't level up their life. They still yes everybody to death. They don't increase their boundaries, nothing like that. And when you really want to step into this confident main character energy that you have to truly show up as the person that you want to be. And I don't mean it in a Pinterest quote type of way. I mean, talk the talk, walk the walk, dress the part, everything. I want you guys to really dress for the style that you truly desire to have. I see a lot of girls comment things, whether it's on my post or like an influencer post, and they're like, this is my style. I wish I could wear it. And I think that that is the first step. Like, rebrand your style. Dress the part. Don't feel insecure and say like, oh, so-and-so wears exactly what I want to wear, but it looks better on her. It's more her style. I can't pull that off, so I don't wear it. But I truly think once you brand yourself and style yourself and dress the part, you start to feel like you have more of an identity. You know, like the staples that you wear, like your main collection in your closet, can really help brand you to be someone that you always wanted to be, but that you kind of shy away from doing. So I would say that physical aspect is the first step. And then it goes deeper from there, because once you really identify who you are and your brand, now you got to get out in the world and explore it. And you have to do that by yourself. I talk about dating yourself first. I have a podcast episode about that, but I seriously mean step out into the world alone. Go on a walk, go to the park, go to the beach, go to a museum, wherever it is. Take yourself out, go to lunch. I talk about this all the time. Do things alone and you're going to start to meet new people. And now imagine you're walking the walk, you're talking the talk, you're dressing the part. So now you're meeting new people as this leveled up version of you. And now you're boosting your confidence and now you're feeling better. You're walking around like the world is your oyster. It can only go up from here. It can only get better from here. And now you start to really embody a more confident main character version of you. But when you go home, make sure you focus on your self-care. So many different versions of self-care. Read a book. Really indulge yourself into fiction and take yourself to another world and start to educate yourself. I learn new words every time I read a book. Even at 27 years old, I feel like I'm still expanding my vocabulary, still expanding my mindset, allowing myself to have more of an imagination and becoming more creative. And honestly, even sometimes wanting to envision myself as the character in the book and channeling that energy. And it just makes life so much more exciting. I think reading is such a huge part of self-care. And if you are doing things like that at home, like meditating, journaling, all of these other things that allow you to think outside the box or think as if there is no box, you start to really develop not only that external physical, the way you dress holding, but also the internal mindset that really embodies true main character energy. And guess what else? Self-care can include literally taking care of yourself, how you eat, your fitness, your hygiene. Take that long shower. Wash your hair when you feel like it's not really that clean anymore. Shave your legs and lotion them so that you feel really feminine and soft and you smell nice. You know, wear perfume everywhere you go. Really embody like a very clean, healthy version of you. And you're always going to feel good even if you're not on a diet or crazy about the gym. You just care about your health. You know, you're just active. You just eat all right, you know, you just really focus on treating your body right and loving your body and taking care of it so that it always feels good, looks good, and you know, you treat it as if this is the one and only body that you ever get. And when you are kind to your body like that, you're going to ultimately be happier with it. And when you're happier with it and your self-care is, you know, on level 100, that really makes such a difference in the way that you see yourself and then allows other people to see you in that way as well, because you're gonna respect yourself so much more, and the more you respect yourself, people respect you as well. And also today, we are going to be talking about standards. And yes, more specifically, high standards and the fact that we are entitled to having high standards. And I don't mean only in relationships and dating. I just mean in life, holding yourself to high standards, holding your experiences to high standards, holding everyone around you to high standards. You know what they say, having high standards protects you from having low quality experiences. And I think that that is really important because so many people end up making exceptions for people and making excuses for people and wanting to, you know, repaint people's colors when they already show you their true colors and all these other things. Everyone always likes to, you know, think that they have to lower their standards in order to please everybody. And then guess what happens? You end up remembering exactly why you keep your standards high. You end up remembering, this is why I don't lower my standards, because every time you do, you end up getting hurt. You end up getting disappointed. People end up taking advantage of you, taking you for granted. And you know what? You are the main character. You are the main character of your life. Stop acting like an extra. Stop acting like a co-star. Stop acting like a person in the background. And not only are you the main character of your life, but you're the damn director and producer too. I mean, think about it. If you really looked at your life like a movie, not only are you the star and the one doing, you know, everything, every scene revolves around you, but you are the one calling the shots, creating the scene, making the decisions, choosing the lines being said, choosing the conversations that you even have in the first place. Like, you are truly the director of your whole entire life. you produce the whole entire movie of your life, and you star in every damn episode. Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you start living in that abundant mindset, like I always talk about, you are going to see that that's why the main character gets everything. That's why the main character ends up with the happy ending. Of course, there's always some movies that they gotta just kill you at the end, but you're not gonna die in this one, all right? So you get the guy, you get the job, you get the position, you get to travel, you get the kid, the family, whatever it is. And in this lifetime, that could be you if you see yourself as the main character. I think having main character energy is so important. And I know that some people are going to think, I'm too shy or I'm too insecure. And I get it. Like, everybody has very different energy about them. And as you guys know, energy is in everything. So the thing about main character energy, I'm doing air quotes, I know you guys can't see that, but the thing about having main character energy is allowing yourself to put yourself first, allowing yourself to be selfish when necessary. You know, I don't think selfishness is a bad thing at all if you're not hurting anybody in the process. I think selfishness is having boundaries, which are extremely important, because having boundaries allows you to decompress, allows you to relax, allows you to have less stress in your life, stop people pleasing, so many different things. Boundaries are super, super healthy, and every single person is entitled to having boundaries. And when you are selfish enough to allow yourself to have boundaries and tell people no or deny things that you don't want to go to or places that you don't want to be, then you start to really channel that energy of like, I put myself first. I'm the main character of my life. I choose me rather than everybody else. And when you really step into that main character energy and abundant mindset and selfish in a positive way, selfish mindset, you stop romanticizing the bare minimum. And you realize that these are reasons why you felt like something was missing or why you weren't at your true happiness. You didn't really maximize the result of what happiness actually looks like. You know, I believe that some people get offended by other people's standards and by their boundaries. You know that saying that's like the only people that get mad at you for having boundaries are the people who benefited from you having none? Yeah. The only people who are going to get mad at you for having high standards are the people who benefit from you lowering your standards. The people who want you to meet them down at the bottom because they are not willing to rise up to meet you at the top. When you start to have the mindset of, okay, these are my standards, this is what I am willing to put out into the world, and this is what I want to receive from the world, this is what will make me happy, this is what I will, you know, enjoy, you start to realize how much happier you actually can be when you acknowledge these boundaries and these standards and you live up to them and you hold yourself as well as the people around you to them. So many of us romanticize the bare minimum for so long and then feel like something is missing. So many people aren't willing to take a risk when it comes to business because, you know, my job is fine and whatever. They're not willing to put in the extra work and they're not willing to really go all out. And they start romanticizing the bare minimum of their job and their life and all this kind of stuff. But then deep down, they're like, I feel like I'm missing something. I'm not passionate about what I do. I want more. I feel like I deserve more. I don't really have a community. I don't really have a culture around that drives me and motivates me. Like, people come to me all the time about that. When it comes to their, you know, relationships, so many people settle for someone because of their history with them. And even though it's not really what they want anymore, and now they've raised their standards, they stay in these low quality relationships with people of very low value. And by value, I don't mean a dollar amount. I just mean effort and energy and all that kind of stuff. Low value type of people. And they romanticize the bare minimum of their relationship. Oh, well, you know, he's loyal. He's honest. He calls me. Like, okay, that's standard, right? That's literally the bare minimum. If you're in a relationship, everyone should be loyal. If you're in a relationship, they should be honest. They should communicate with you. They should call you on a regular basis. That's nothing extra. They're not doing anything special. They're literally doing the bare minimum and you're just comfortable in that place. So that's why you're staying in that place. But the thing is, as you get older, and you realize things that you once overlooked, and you realize how much that you settled for in your life, personally and professionally, your standards and your values and your morals begin to change because now they evolve. And I believe that standards are super aligned with values and morals. I think that they all make sense together. They all kind of go hand in hand. And as you develop stronger morals and stronger values, yes, your standards are going to elevate because you're now in this evolution of like, wait, this is right, this is wrong, this is what makes me happy, this is what I'm capable of, and this is what I want to receive, and this is, you know, what makes sense for me, and these are my beliefs, and there's so many levels to morals, values, all that kind of stuff, whether it be financial, whether it be religion or spiritual, whether it be political, whether it be mindset, whether it be attitude and the way that you speak and your outlook on life. Like, there are just so many things. You know, I've had girls message me saying that they've stayed in a relationship with someone who, as they got older, have completely different outlooks on life, completely different, you know, like paths or mindsets. What's the exact word I'm looking for? They just have different priorities and different values. And yes, once upon a time, they were completely aligned. But as they got older, they no longer were compatible. And everyone is entitled to desiring compatibility. And not everyone is going to be compatible with you. I have so many people on social media that get offended by my standards. And I'm like, but I am deserving of compatibility. And here's the thing is that I know I am not unique. I know that I am not one in a billion. I know that I am not the only person with the standards, morals, and values that I have. I know I am not the only person who really analyzes situations and realizes what I've once overlooked that now I'm no longer willing to overlook. So I know that there are people just like me. And compatibility is a whole lot more important to me than pleasing other people and lowering my standards or putting my values and my morals on the back burner. I'm not willing to put these things at the bottom of my totem pole because guess what? I'm the main character of my life and I believe in abundance. When you have that scarcity mindset, that's when you start to feel like, oh, no, I can't lose people. If I start to elevate or if I start to change my mind or if I start to do different things, I'm going to lose people. You know, and that's when people have, like I said, that scarcity mindset where they are like, wanting like breadcrumbs from whoever they can get. They want attention from whoever they can get. They want friendships from whoever they can get. They are not willing to step into their main character energy because they are too busy being a co-star amongst 500 other people and wanting to, you know, be aligned with everyone and compatible with everyone. So yes, they start to lower the importance and lower their integrity on their values, their morals, and their standards. But you know, as I got older and as I really stepped into myself, the reason why my standards got higher is because I can give what I want to receive. You know, when people say your standards are too high or you expect too much, it goes back to that mindset. Like I said, I know I'm not unique. I know I'm not the only person on the planet like me. So because I exist, I know people like me exist. And I'm going to have those people in my life. And I'm going to be much happier. And I am much happier because I'm surrounded by those types of people. All of my friends have that mindset. I'm never out here trying to, you know, convince people to think like me or, yes, I like to give advice and educate, but for the most part, I am truly surrounded by all like-minded people. When it comes to expectations, though, here's what I will say. You can't expect things from people. However, you are entitled to standards, but you are not entitled to expectations. There is a big difference. I just spoke about this recently because a girl asked me a question and was like, am I wrong for expecting my date to, like, I think she was saying, like, drive an hour to pick me up out of the way and drop me off? And listen, I get it. If those are your standards, by all means, let those be your standards. But no, you cannot expect people to want to meet that standard. So that's where this major, major, major amount of self-awareness comes into play. And you have to have this self-awareness. You cannot live life without having self-awareness because if you expect people, all these people to do different things and meet your standards, you are going to end up so disappointed all the time. You're going to end up hurt, upset, confused all the time. And quite frankly, you're going to start to fault people. You're going to start to see people as too low of standards. You're going to start to see people as like not worthy. And that's just simply not true. Expectations are wrong to have. You are not entitled to expectations at all because why would you be entitled to people wanting to meet them? You're not. Everyone has different beliefs. Everyone has different standards, different values, different morals. And there could be a really great, really nice guy who doesn't really care about any of the things that you care about. So you might have this standard of, if you're going to ask me out, the only way I'm willing to go out with you is if you drive out of the way, pick me up, drop me off, and that's totally fine. But for him, he might be like, ugh, I need a more low maintenance girl. I'm not doing this high maintenance stuff. I'm not about to be anyone's chauffeur. And listen, I have the same standards, honestly, because if a guy is not willing to pick me up and all this kind of stuff, I wouldn't go out with him either. But instead of expecting it and making him feel at fault, I would just deny the date. We're just simply not aligned. But I wouldn't tell someone, well, this is what you're supposed to do. I wouldn't expect them to desire to meet my standards, because I can hope that they do. You know, if I really like someone and I'm like, well, I would love for this to really work out, but it turns out that they are just in a totally different ball game, then I simply just say, you know, okay, well, then this is not going to work out, whatever. However you deny the date, whatever it is. And that's totally fine, because you are more than capable and allowed to maintain your standards. You do not have to lower them for people. But where the line gets blurry is that you are not entitled to expecting people to want to meet them. They might think you're going to meet their standards. You know, everyone has their own. So I would just keep that in mind, because you might be the main character, but you cannot be walking around life thinking that everyone owes you anything. Absolutely no one owes you anything. And thinking that people have to meet you where you want. Think about it like this. The same way I told you to envision your life and imagine that you are the director, producer, and main character in your own movie, they are the same in their own. So they have their own values, their own beliefs, their own morals, their own standards. And guess what? They might be cool with the bare minimum. The stuff that we don't romanticize, they might think is great. Some people are just simply more simple. Let's put it that way. Some people are a little bit more simple than others. And again, that is totally, totally fine. I know that we like to look for ourselves in everyone. And I get it, because people like you exist. People with your heart exist. People with your mindset exist. But we simply just can't be walking around being arrogant and thinking like, you know, well, that's just how I am, so you got to take it or leave it. Because that's when you do start to lose people. And I'm not talking from a scarcity mindset, you know, I'm all about abundance. But when you start to believe like, oh, take it or leave it, this is just how I am, like, you know, that's not really going to work out. So I know that there's this like fine line between putting yourself first and being selfish while also having the self-awareness of right from wrong and confidence from arrogance, because there really is such a difference. I always say in life, we need to have confidence, security in who we are, while also having self-awareness, accountability, and humility. Okay? Now, these are all different things, because like I said, confidence and security in who you are, but self-awareness enough to call yourself out on your own bullshit. Holding yourself accountable enough to know right from wrong and arrogance, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And humility to know that we all can still work on ourselves. We all are a work in progress, and we all, you know, make mistakes or aren't always right, or, you know, just knowing that maybe we're not meant for everyone. We might be great at something, but we also can improve. And that's where that humility comes into play. It's like, we're not perfect. Just because we've done the inner work doesn't mean that we're perfect. We can do the inner soul searching and all that kind of stuff and really develop who we are and, you know, evolve as we get older. But we still have to have that humility to know that we can always improve and we can always work on ourselves. We can always, you know, be kinder to people and so on and so forth. And that's all we have today. Thank you, girls, so much for listening to another episode, and I'll see you all next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.